Today on the Grumpy G Ones podcast, we'll be talking about why they can't make good horror movies anymore and remakes and reboots. I can't give the thumbs up because I'm here, but I'm not here. So, fucking Skype, you piece of shit.
Yeah, what he said.
So, Chicken's gonna give the thumbs up.
I'll give you a thumbs up.
Good enough.
Hi guys, I'm Marlott Chicken Dog.
I was just thinking about interrupting you again.
Fuck you.
Anyway. I'm Dizzy for Six. I've already did this, but I was muted because I was a dick.
yeah, as you can tell, dickhead over here doesn't have a face cam today because, I don't know, Skype. Just Skype.
I don't know if it's Skype not working or what is going on.
Yeah. With some reason, you don't have a stable connection. Wow, this is awkward.
It's because you can't see my pretty face.
You're white. You look like a baby anyway.
Now I'm a demon, I guess.
Yeah, literally. Nothing much has happened in the last couple of weeks. Just gaming, YouTubing, and whatnot. That's about it for me.
Yeah, and me, I got the Titanfall 2 alpha thing early. It's open up to everyone now, but it'll be over by the time this is released, because I guess it's done on Sunday. I basically only did the training so far, and nothing else, because I'm lazy. That's about it for me. I don't know what else I've done, because I can't remember. I'm just watching streams of the game days and other stuff like that, so.
Yeah, I've been into one or two streams. I think I went to one Tom's stream about a week ago or something. He was playing Teenage Ninja Mutant Turtles or something, and he was raging because he couldn't see the ending.
Yeah, that was kind of bullshit. They don't give you the ending if you do it co-op. You have to do it in single player, so yeah.
Yeah, and then like he was just like, God damn it, and then he was like hell-bent on beating the game again on the stream, and then in the end, he gave up and started playing Mega Man. That was hilarious.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's the thing that happened.
Yeah, So, I guess we'll go into topics.
Might as well. And this is something that you actually brought to my attention, and I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a thing, isn't it?
Also, we're actually doing a movie one for once. The reason behind we hadn't done that was we literally ran out of ideas.
And not just that, there was just so many like gaming things.
Yeah, we got I think we have like 3 pages worth of video games related stuff, and like like 2 or 3 movie ones.
And then when we got done with the video game stuff, people were looking at me, we were like, we actually have a lot of movie things, just none of them really go
match
together, because we try to like put stuff together, so that's a little behind the scenes thing there. But yeah, he brought up to me not too long ago, because he just called me up one day and he was raging, how come they never make good horror movies anymore?
Yeah,
I was like, yeah. Man, that's true, they don't.
Well, yeah, because I recently watched the original Halloween, you know, the one with Michael Myers, and anyway, so, I watched that, and I was just going, why can't they make movies like this anymore? Like, I'm sure that they do, and, like, my brother actually, I've spoken to my brother about this, and he pointed out about 10 movies, because that's my brother, and
I mean,
actually,
he's a film reviewer anyway, so of course
he
knows some.
Yeah, for people who don't know, my brother actually runs doesn't run. He writes for a film review site. I don't know. I might put the link in the description so you can check out some of his reviews. My personal favorite, actually one of my personal favorites of his, is the time he had to go watch a Justin Bieber movie. That was hilarious.
Yeah, I remember when he told me about that.
Yeah, apparently him and his friend got really drunk and they still hated it. Like, they apparently got absolutely shit-faced.
But yeah, like, the original Halloween was a really good slasher film. And then, like they kept adding on to that series, and it was still a halfway decent series until it got, like, really bad, where it became, like, oh, the dogs. But anyway.
It's the line this time.
Yeah, but then, like, it got really weird where it became, like, about not really magic, but it was, like, some weird cult thing, which is why he had to kill his sister or so. I don't know. It turned from really good to, like, just really odd and weird, which is what happened with, like, the Jason movies and also the Freddy movies, which were pretty good back then. And then
the original one scares the crap out of me.
Yeah, and like, those slasher films are pretty good, but even going back further, like I was telling you about how, like, the old 80s films like Exorcist and Poltergeist, The Omen, Pet Sematary, like, all of those, they're not really they're not your typical slasher film, but they give you, like, that sense of, like, dread.
Yeah,
to where it, well, not so much Exorcist, that's just, like, creepy, like, ghost stuff. Yeah. Same thing with Poltergeist. But, like, with Pet Sematary, it was, like, you know, the cursed cemetery that was on the Indian... It burial was cursed ground. Indian burial thing. And then when they buried the son that they wanted to, you know, bring back because it was hit by... He was hit by semi, or I think it was.
Oof.
They wanted to bring him back. Or the dad wanted to bring him back, so he buries him in the pet cemetery, and then he comes back all deranged and wanting to kill things, and it was really scary to see, like, a toddler killing people.
Yeah.
You know,
speaking of horror movies, I remember this one movie I don't know if you've seen it. I don't think I've ever brought it up to you, but Room 1408, it's got John Cusack in it.
I think I remember you telling me about this a while ago before we even brought this topic up.
It was probably before we even started doing the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember exactly. Basically what happens is he's a paranormal investigator, like, for a journal. He's a journalist. And basically he goes to, like, haunted places and stays there for the night.
Yeah.
And he goes to this one place called some hotel that had, like, people whoever stays in there kills himself within the hour of going in there. And basically he locks himself in there, and basically he gets put into an infinite time loop of an hour until he kills himself. And this is the only way he can get out.
Is that the one?
And he ends up, like, burning down the room.
I don't remember if that was made in the late 90s or early 2000s.
It was in the 2000s.
Yeah, okay, I know. I haven't seen it, but I remember it because...
It's good.
The guy that played that detective was Martin Lawrence's partner in Blue Streak, if I remember correctly.
John Cusack?
Yeah.
I think it was John Cusack. I'm 99% sure it is.
Yeah.
I love that movie. I love a good supernatural horror movie. And it's just a shame that you don't really... see, like, I know, like I said, my brother had pointed out quite a few, but you don't see them advertised.
Like, Paranormal Activity was the last one that was supposed to be like that, and then again, it turned into, like, some weird cult of women. It had nothing to do with really paranormal type stuff. And then...
Oh, the way they ruined Alien vs. Predator, too. Ugh.
I mean,
that was... That,
I don't even really consider those horror. Like, those are more sci-fi.
The first one I could probably consider horror. The second one, it was, like, the most stereotypical. You know, like, how basically teenagers.
Yeah.
You know how they kind of, like, they kind of go in that stereotype where it's like stereotypes, and they got a couple aliens and stuff. It was basically they stuck alien and a couple of aliens and predator, a couple of predators, but it might have been one in a small town. It's like the most generic movie ever. And I remember watching it, and I was just going, "What the fuck am I watching?"
Yeah. Now, in terms of like newer horror films now, most of them rely on just gore and nothing. Like, look at all the Saw films. Like, people.
Good movie. The first one is.
Like, the first and second one weren't too bad. And then, like, they went to how many? Like, 8 or 9? I think it was 8 of them. And they just. It was the same movie over and over again, pretty much. They had, like, this really convoluted story. And it was just all based on just gore and, you know, in a sense, in terms of, like, to scare you. And it was just, like, I'm so tired of just gore. Like we were saying, like, the older movies, it's either, like, you're afraid of, like, one guy who's, like, coming after you.
And the tension. It's the tension. Or,
yeah, and then, like, you got, like, the older ones in that, like, you know, with Poltergeist and, The Exorcist, where it's like, you know, it's like your paranormal stuff, and then with Omen and Pet Cemetery, and there's a couple other ones from where it's like, you know, it's more that sense of dread, also with tension. Then you got Children of the Corn, the original one. That one scared the fuck out of me when I was a kid. Like, I just saw the beginning sequence, and
you're like, nope.
Yeah, and when I was younger, and I didn't watch that movie until I was 23, because I was old enough, because at that point I was like, okay, I'm gonna face my fear. Like, that's how much that first Maybe. Sequence of the movie as a kid scared the crap out of me, because I was just like, nope.
I
go back to it at the age of 23 and I was just like, all right, I don't know, it's still
creepy,
but because of, you know, it's a bunch of kids running a town and killing adults. You know, and they worship some corn thing. You know, so it's weird. Like, yeah, it's a weird movie, and so after I went back and watched it when I was older, I was like, all right, I can deal with this now. But when I'm a kid, just a whole lot of nope.
Another movie that I really liked that came out a couple of years ago, like, it was probably one of the few horror movies, like, modern ones that I watch is The Ring, the original one. Yeah. That one still scares the crap out of me. Just the whole concept of a girl calling out of a TV is like, oh.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the Japanese version of it?
Isn't that The Grudge or something like that? Or
no, there's an actual Ring Japanese
version. Oh, I would say, the only reason I thought of The Grudge is because they're doing, there's...
The Grudge, there is a Japanese, the original version is a Japanese one, but
they're doing a, they're doing a kind of like a Freddy versus Jason thing with The Ring, which is the Japanese version of that, versus the boy from The Grudge, if I remember correctly. I could be wrong. It might be two different people.
I think I heard something about that, but yeah.
I'm wondering how that would work. And that might be a good movie.
I don't know.
To do it right. But, like, I don't know. It's... And I mean, I don't know how long we've been going for, but I kind of want to go into the next topic really quick, just because since we're on like the cases of like
we haven't been going very long.
Well, like, it's just we can like segue into it further, because like when it comes to the horror movies,
the remakes,
they do because they do a lot of remakes with the horror movies, and the problem is with those that I've seen is like, a lot of them are really bad, at least in my opinion. For instance, like, when they did the remake of Friday the 13th with Jason.
I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah.
I think the only Jason movie I've ever seen was, it was the one where it was, like, in the future.
Yeah.
Anyway, the only Jason movie I've seen besides Freddy vs. Jason is Jason 10. It was like one where like he gets frozen, and it's like 200 years in the future.
Jason X.
I call it Jason 10 because
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's what the X technically would
be. Roman numerals, yeah.
Yeah, everyone called it Jason X just because it's like... I don't know if it's actually the 10th installment. I don't think it is, but I think it's just called Jason X. That's what everyone called it.
Yeah.
That one's not as good as the other ones just because his suit is badass at the end.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only Jason movie I've seen. I've seen Freddy vs. Jason as well, but I don't consider that. I consider that a crossover movie. It was more of a Freddy movie. It was more of a Freddy movie. Nightmare on Elm Street. Nightmare on Elm Street, the idea of that creeps me out as well. Like, because, like, you gotta sleep at some point. Like, it's something that we, you know, unfortunately we can't avoid.
Yeah.
But, no matter how hard we try.
But yeah, like, even though you saw, like, Jason X and Freddy vs. Jason, in those movies, the way that Jason, just those two movies that you've seen, the way that Jason moves, he still moves slow and kind of dumb, but, like, he always
gets his target, yeah.
Yeah, he always gets his target because of the target's mistakes, you know, or he'll, like, just show up out of nowhere and, you know, get you.
Yeah. Actually,
like, remake that they did, they had, like, I forget the guy's name, but he was basically, like, an athletic guy. So they have him, like, running and hurtling over shit, and it's like, that's not Jason. Mm. Like, Jason doesn't act that way. He's never acted that way in any of his movies. He was just always a slow guy that just kind of
lumbers. The female remakes, and I think this is kind of a weird one because we were kind of like going to do it for both video games and stuff, so we'll probably come back to this at some point.
Yeah.
We will come back to this, like, where we do a video game podcast again. With the Predators and stuff, like, Predator do one? Would you consider that a remake? Because it was kind of still...
I don't think the Predator movies would be considered a remake, like...
Well, the third one.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like the one that came out a couple years ago.
The one that I disliked, but I think you said you liked it. And there's a reason why. It was the marketing behind it that...
With Lawrence Fishburne, yeah. They made him look like a main character and then killed him off 10 minutes
And over here, at least, on the box that I own, because we bought the movie, on the DVD that we own, it has him as the front and center guy on the box. Like, and then, like, all the main characters in behind him. And then, like, you're sitting there watching a movie, he doesn't show up until, like, halfway through it, and then he dies 15 minutes later. I don't know if anyone hasn't seen it yet.
Spoiler alert.
But it's like, the way that they marketed the movie, they show him, like, in all the, you know, trailers and that, making him seem like a main character, and he's not.
Godzilla.
The way that they did that with Godzilla, another remake, I guess you could say.
That was definitely a remake.
I think that would be more of a reboot.
Isn't reboot really a remake?
A remake would be... See, I don't know how you... I don't really know the difference in the... To me, it's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
But... Well, I would think a reboot would be kind of like what they do with what they're doing with the Spider-Man series.
Done that a few times.
Yeah, which they're doing it a third time. And, like, that's a reboot where it's like...
Mary Jane as well.
I'm not even going to get into that. Like, people are... Yeah. Some people are fine and some people are mad.
She can play the part. She can pull it off. Like, okay, cool. Like...
It's like I was telling you, like, if it was, like... Kind of like how I don't know if you've seen, or if you know about, like, the DC universe, where it's like there's so many different Earths and stuff like that, where it's like this multiverse type thing.
Yeah.
If it was like a different universe, and like we already know that the Spider-Man that they got is in, Cade's gonna hate me for this. I can't remember the guy's name, but you know, the black Spider-Man there. If it would have been him, and then like say, why they would name her Mary Jane in the first place, but say if it was like she was playing the girlfriend of the Black Spider-Man, it would make sense. But yeah. We, throughout all of comic history, Mary Jane has been basically a white redhead, and now they're... I don't know why they've been doing that lately with superhero movies, like turning a white character into a black character. I
got nothing against it.
I don't mind it either.
As long as the person can play the character, knows how can handle it.
It doesn't bother me either. It's just like it's just weird that people don't get upset over that, but then when it's the other way around, where say if. Like what they did when they switched Peter Parker with the guy whose name I can't remember, the Black Spider-Man. People got furious when they did that, or not? I'm saying that wrong. When they take like a white character and they. Or when they take like a black character and switch it for something else is what I'm trying to.
I find this hilarious that you're trying to not sound racist.
No, it's not that. I'm trying to remember, like, because I started with the one thing, I'm getting everything mixed up. When they whitewash a character, like, say if Mary Jane was black and then they turned him white, people get furious. But when it's the other way around, not many people get upset.
Mm.
The only reason, like, I'm not upset, but the only reason I'm just like, well, I don't particularly care for that is because, like, you know, in comic book land, it's like, it's basically like the April O'Neil situation when they brought Megan Fox in and she wasn't even a redhead yet. But then in the second movie, they're like, look, now she looks like April O'Neil. And everyone's like, yeah, now we're fine with it. But in the first movie, it was basically Megan Fox, not April O'Neil.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
I mean, yeah, like I said, though, like, I don't care as long as the person can play the role.
Yeah, I got a little bit off topic there, but that's because I was fumbling my words trying to say it the right way, but I was getting mixed up with
back and forth. Trying to not sound racist was quite funny, actually.
No, like I said, I wasn't trying to not sound racist. I was trying to say the whitewashing thing, but instead I said the same thing that they just did rather than the other way around.
Yeah. Just keep digging your grave, man. Just keep digging it.
I mean, if I wanted to sound racist, I would go back to the E3 podcast where I got enraged and talk about the Square Enix thing, but never mind, we won't go there again. So anyway, what were we talking about?
I think they're doing a remake of Blair Witch or something. I saw something about that.
Oh yeah, and that I don't understand, because now it's like this high quality team is doing a thing of Blair Witch, and Philip DeFranco talked about it, which I have to agree with him. The reason that the original Blair Witch, even though looking back on it, it's a shitty movie, but when it first came out, the reason it was so good was because it was like, it was a shitty looking movie, you know, so it made it feel real, you know. And now they're doing like this high production movie on it. I don't see the point in doing a remake of it. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't understand that. But when you take what I was talking about before, when you take like the classic slasher movies and they do remakes of it, like the first remake of Halloween with Michael Myers, I thought that was a good movie. But then the second one after that for Halloween 2 was weird. I talked with you a little bit about it. It was okay at first, and then the ending made no sense whatsoever.
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on with that. It was like Michael was seeing his dead mother, and I don't know, like he was seeing his dead mother and like his sister or something. It made no sense whatsoever what was going on, and it was just really stupid. And like even the Nightmare Before Elm Street remake that they did that didn't have Robert England in it, That doesn't mean it's a bad movie, just because the original Freddy isn't in it. But it, I heard it, I haven't seen it, but I heard that it wasn't nearly as good as, like, the originals.
Yeah.
My take on, like, the remakes and reboots is that they're just not, like, Hollywood is just running out of ideas. I mean, they're doing a remake of Ben-Hur, which was a 1959 film. I mean, they're going that far back.
Yeah.
So, they're doing a remake of Jumanji with The Rock in it.
I don't know how that's going to go. I mean, like, Jumanji, like, that's a timeless classic. I don't know if The Rock could handle.
What I think what they should have done with Jumanji was do a sequel.
We'll do a sequel.
Because if I remember correctly, at the end of the first Jumanji, they, like, threw it into, like, a river or an ocean or something. And they, like, zoomed in on the board, like, it returned one day. Which, that's a different conversation for later. But that's something that I think that they should have done, was rather than do a remake, do the damn sequel that they should have done.
Well, they did Sephiroth, which is pretty similar. But that was kind of a remake anyway, so.
And that's another thing too that I've noticed. There's movies that aren't the same name, but they're literally the same movies from the past.
Yeah.
That are kind of like remakes, but they're, I'll call it, like, a rename, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is something that AVGN, their the Angry Video Game Nerd, James. He called the new Ghostbusters movie a rename for some reason.
And he basically, when that happened.
Yeah.
All the shit that happened, because anyone who said that they weren't going to watch a movie basically was considered sexist.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, personally, I didn't watch a movie because I don't give a shit.
I didn't watch it because I knew it was going to be bad. Like,
well, I saw the trailer. Didn't look funny, like, and the thing about me is I don't really enjoy comedies that much. Like, the only most recent comedy thing that kind of made me laugh my head off was Deadpool. Yeah. And yeah, I'm still gonna go see Sausage Party as well, because that's that kind of humor, the shock humor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I should have looked into this when I was telling you about it. There's this one movie that Sylvester Stallone did. It was like a Formula One racing type movie. I forget the name of it. And then it wasn't a few years ago, but, like, you know, like, recent, but it was maybe like 7 years ago. I remember seeing, like, a newer movie that was literally the same plot. I don't think it had the same people's names in it, but it was the same plot. You know, it had pretty much the same exact scenes in it as the Sylvester Stallone one, and I'm just sitting there like, I've seen this before. Is this a remake? So I went and looked it up online. There wasn't a remake of it, and then I typed in the Sylvester Stallone, you know, thing, because I couldn't remember the name of that one. But, you know, I just looked up, you know, Sylvester Stallone racing movie, got the name of that movie, looked at the plot of that. I'm like, it's the same movie. It's just a different name. So it makes me wonder if, like, it was a remake, or if Hollywood is, like, literally just copying and pasting other movies and then just putting a new name on it because they're literally running out of ideas. Yeah. Like, I just don't understand. Like when they were doing the Hercules movies, like, there was one with The Rock in it, and then one with, I forget who the other guy was, but they released literally at the same time.
The guy who plays Khal Drogo, I think it was. Jason Momoa or something, I think that's his name.
Yeah, one released, like, a year before the other one. It's like, okay. then they had all those Snow White movies that were coming out side by side, confusing the hell out of people.
Yeah, there's a lot.
But I just, and I mean, and they're still doing the remakes and reboots, like I said, you know, they're the Spider-Man, Ben-Hur, Jumanji. They just announced a new Blair Witch. I mean, there's just, and they're going to keep doing it. And it's like, come up with new stuff. I mean, there is new stuff, but it's mostly just superhero shit. And how long are they going to be able to do that for? Until 2020 or something like that with Marvel.
That's another thing that always pissed me off. The whole announcing what's going to be the next five movies that, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty much guarantee that the character hasn't died.
I don't know anymore. It's getting to be
weird.
Like, it's why I don't watch movies anymore, is because I know what I'm watching already, because I've seen it before. It's just going to be it's normally, like, the remake or reboot is usually not as good as the original half the time. So, I mean, I just don't watch movies much anymore. Just because of that. Like, I try to find the good horror movies, like, going back to the original topic. I watched the movie It Follows that your brother recommended.
I still need to watch it.
And I told you my thoughts on that. He said it was a good movie. For me, it was just alright. And that's only because, like, in my head, I looked at it... Like, at first I was looking at it as, like, a normal horror movie. I was like, oh, this is pretty good. And then I realized what it was really about, and then I'm looking at it more artistically than as a horror movie, which is just the way my brain works. So that's why it became more of an alright horror movie. But I could see
where they're... I mean, there's another movie I really want to see called Cabin in the Woods. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Yeah, I heard of it.
Yeah,
I don't remember if I watched it or not.
I like the concept of it. Like, I know it happens, but I just haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I think Thor's in it. Chris Hemsworth, the Aussie.
I was like, at first, I'm just sitting there thinking, like, I knew who you meant, but then I just started picturing, like, Thor in a cabin. Like, in a horror movie, just there, like, all decked out. That would be hilarious.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'll save us from this threat. Like, just calls Mjolnir and just, like, bashes it with a hammer. Horror movie over. Thank you, Thor. And he's like, my people need me. And he just, like, flies back to...
Yeah, Asgard.
Yeah.
Kay's gonna hate you for that. Kay's gonna hate you for that. Yeah.
Alright, we might as well... I don't know exactly how long we've been going, but we might as well just go into the next part here, which isn't really a mini-rant, it's just something that we found out about that we want to address.
Yeah, this is a bit weird, because we didn't know about it, and then... Actually, I think the funny thing was how we found it, because we were talking, like, the other day, and I don't know why Demon was on Google...
It's funny. I was on Google and I was just like, so, what should I look up on Google? And he was like, what are you talking about? I was like, oh, I got it. And I just typed in, I like chicken dog, just randomly. And I'm going through things and I started seeing, like, his videos were being ripped and put onto, like, other downloaded sites, and I noticed
my ones as well?
Yeah, there was a couple of years, which it was just the one that was up on a review site, that Super Metroid one. And then that's when we started noticing, our podcast was being downloaded and ripped, and it was just the audio versions for, you know, to where they could, our watchers can download them or whatever, which when I told him that, he was like, what, really? So he goes and he just, you know, searches the Grumpy G1 thing on Google. And so did I. And that's when we learned that...
Should we name the site? Might as well.
We don't really need to name the site, because they know who it is. But it's kind of weird. Like, in terms of, like, downloading... like ripping the audio from here and that, which everyone knows that you could do that on YouTube or whatever, and then but So that I don't really care, because we put it up on SoundCloud. You can download it from there if you want. Why you need to then take said download and put it up on your own site for other people to download makes no sense. We already put it out there for people to download. The other thing, though, that we found was that there's one site that found us out somewhere, whether it be YouTube, iTunes, or SoundCloud. I forget which one it said.
Yeah.
They put all of our podcasts up on their site, not as a way to, like, for them. I don't know if they did it for them to get views, but in a way, it's giving us exposure. But the thing that we wanted was, like, if you're going to do that, let us know. Because we had no idea that people were putting our stuff on other sites. Which we saw, like, a couple of other sites do it as well. But this one site in particular...
Yeah, the thing was, though, like, it seemed like they actually created the account using our picture and everything. Like, someone physically made an account saying that it was us. And...
Yeah.
And I know there was one of the sites that... It was apparently, according to Demon, it was one of the sites we were looking into when we first decided to start doing this.
Yeah.
But we chose not to because it was like...
Yeah, it's like $80 a month.
Yeah, which was like... Wow. Yeah, so we're like, oh, no. And we eventually settled on SoundCloud. Yeah. Yeah.
But the other site was has a disclaimer there saying that they don't own any of it, which...
Yeah, which we
which
don't
is good on them. And, yeah. And you know, we don't have a problem with that because, like I said, it's giving us exposure and stuff like that. It's just, if anyone else that listens to this ever wants to put our stuff on a website that, you know, supports podcast hosting and stuff like that, just let us know that you're going to do that. That, because, I mean, we put all of our, you know, contact information on here, our email, our Twitter, and all that types of stuff. If you're going to do that, just let us know. In terms of, like I said, in terms of, like, downloading
the stuff
and then putting it up somewhere else, that's whatever. Because, like I said, on SoundCloud, you could download it.
Yeah, and then go off in your day and stuff. Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know why you're wasting your time doing that. To me, it's pointless to put it up on another site for someone else to download when we literally allow you to do that on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that...
Yeah, and the thing is too, like, if it's, like Damon said, like, it's $80 a month, so people are actually spending money on it.
Yeah.
As well, which is kind of like, that's so odd, like... That's what's odd. That's the odd thing. Like, someone's actually physically paying for it.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know.
And it definitely wasn't us.
Yeah. I was going to call them and find out if it had to do with iTunes, if iTunes was for some reason uploading it onto there.
I still think you should probably just do that anyway. But,
yeah, I'll call them on Monday. Well, I mean, this would be going up on Tuesday, so I'll be calling them in the past and finding out what's going on.
Yeah, yeah, just to be sure.
Yeah, because I don't know if someone else is actually paying for it and putting it up there. If so, I don't know why you're wasting your money for that.
Yeah, I'm actually doing the... I actually pay for the SoundCloud, and I'm actually just worried that they've somehow got my details as well. Like, there's also that chance.
Well, I mean, you would know because you'd be like, why is there $80 off of my thing?
The problem is, I don't pay attention to that. I don't pay attention to it because I buy so much shit as it is.
Well, I mean, it would come up as like an 80 or. Well, actually,
yeah, I know, but I just want to know just in case.
Yeah.
Just in case.
I mean, I'll call them or whatever and find out what's going on. And, like, if it's. I mean, it's like I was telling my fiance, though, too. It's like, if they were like, well, how do we know it's you? I'd be like, just listen to the podcast. I'm the dude in the podcast. Listen to my voice. You know, it's like, it's not that hard to figure out. Even if I gave them all the information, they could be like, well, you got that from, you know, the podcast. It's like, just listen to my voice. Listen to the guy's voice on there. It's the same guy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, we got enough evidence to prove that we...
I mean, I'll figure out, like, what's going on with that one, because that one, to me, I don't know if it's, like I said, I don't know if it's iTunes that's for some reason putting it on there, because they are affiliated with that site, so I don't know if it's just an automatic thing and we're just not getting charged for it because we're paying for SoundCloud, but that makes no sense because of the huge drastic change in numbers, so I have no idea.
It also explains why we're getting so many views on SoundCloud as well, so.
Yeah, because, I mean, since, like, we found this out, we were looking on SoundCloud, and, like, our views are just going up so quick now.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they just recently put it on that other site where they had the disclaimer saying that they don't own it or what, but I'm fine with that. We're getting more listens and everything, but...
We want to cover our butts, basically. It's basically what we want to do. We want to cover our backsides.
So, yeah.
Anyway,
that's our public service announcement. I don't know. I guess.
Yeah. All right. I forgot how to do this. There we go.
You click the button and then it brings up the thing.
Why isn't the window not up?
No, you broke it.
Oh, no, I'll fix it. Screen catch up. Editing on the fly. There we go. Super Luigi asks. Sorry, sick. Do you listen to any video game bands or singers like Brennan Floss, the Megas, and Starbomb? You want to go first?
Yeah, I'll let you, get your throat in order.
Yeah.
Basically, when it comes to, like, internet video game bands, the only one that I basically listen to is Starbomb. I know it's weird being a G1 and not listening to Chrono Cross.
It's kind of a requirement.
Just... I mean, I listened to him when they used to have his background music on the streams, if that counts. But no, it's just one of those things where I'm not... When it comes to video game music like that, I don't really listen to it. The only reason I listen to Starbomb... Actually, I don't know why I listen to Starbomb, honestly. Like, I just do, and they don't even put stuff out that often. I listen to more or less video game covers, like Smooth McGroove when he actually started putting new stuff out. I listen to his stuff. I listen to just random YouTubers that do, like, you know, heavy metal covers of certain songs that, and, like, not the shitty ones, like actual.
There's this one that I used to listen to called Artificial Fear. Does these really amazing covers of Legend of Zelda ones. His name's Artificial Fear.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought you said something else, which was someone that I used to listen to. The guy's name is, like, Charlie... I can't pronounce his last name because he's Spanish. His name's, like, it's his Spanish last name, and I can't pronounce it. But, yeah, like, he's really good because he's in an actual band, so when he goes to do his video game covers, like, he... just plays
it
flawlessly.
Yeah.
And so I was listening to his stuff, and then, like, of course I'll listen to, like, some, not, I won't say chiptune because that's completely different, but because a chiptune video game cover is usually, like, already the song. But yeah, that's usually what I listen to. Not so much, like, you know, the game bands where they're singing, then it's just usually a cover.
For me, I listened to a little bit of Big Bad Bosses. I got every single, I got all the albums from Brennan Floss. I'm actually on my phone, just going down the list of music. I listened to a little bit of Nate Wants to Battle. And Starbomb, of course, as well. I don't know if they count as a video game band, but, you know, Tupperware Remix Party. Because it's kind of like, I don't know they necessarily play, you know,
like video game music.
Yeah, but like, it's in that style though.
Yeah, because yeah. I like, when I first saw that question before we started a podcast, I was going to be like, Ninja Sex Party. And I was like, wait, no.
Oh, yeah, Ninja Sex Party is kind of a bit as well.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're not, they don't do video game music. They just sing about sex. But I was they're good, though.
Yeah. It's kind of. Anyway. Oh, God. I remember the first time I ever heard that song, I think I sent Damon a message saying, and I was talking to Damon, and he was like, I was like, I'm bored, entertainment. And,
I said that.
Excuse me. And that was, like, the greatest thing ever. Anyway, I do. Like, if it's good. Like, Ninja Sex Party is kind of like one of those bands, like, I don't know, it's debatable. Oh, no, Tupperware Remix Party is kind of really debatable whether or not it's actually video game music or I don't know what the hell, whatever the hell they call it. Anyway, the next question, god damn it, Hydro, just god damn it. Hydro, would you rather have balls surgically attached to your chin or have a huge tail that wags when you're excited? Well, I'm pretty sure Damon would want to have his balls surgically attached to his chin.
It doesn't say it's my balls, it just says balls.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's my balls. Like, your balls.
No, I'm not going to assume that, so.
Yeah, that's
kind of... I'm going to assume it could be any type of balls that you want.
No, I'm thinking testicles.
He didn't say that.
Oh, that's what I meant.
I know. So, I mean, I think... I don't know what you would rather pick, but I'm not going to assume it's my balls. I'm going to assume if it could be that, I'm going to assume it's testicles, but I'm going to assume that it could be any type of testicles that you want. And I'm trying to think of like funny looking balls
he's seriously had a really long think about this before.
I'm just now thinking about it, because like a tail, like that's boring, you know, like why would you, there's people that have actually been born with tails, so it's like they, one of them is actually like worshipped over in I think it's India or something like that.
Yeah,
some
wouldn't be
baby
surprised.
That was born with a tail.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
So I mean, why would I do something that's already been done before? I would rather have balls on my face, but what type of balls, I don't know. That's the thing. Like, that's the thing I would have to think about, is the type of balls on my face.
Maybe I would have the tail. I'll take the tail.
Of course you would. You're no fun. And of course, I mean, the other thing is too, with the balls surgically attached to my face, is that, or my chin, not my face, that would be a completely different thing. I just have them on my cheeks. Actually, I would rather have that, have two testicles on each cheek.
On my face. Like four?
No, not four, just two. Like, just one testicle on one cheek, one on the other cheek. I'm doing this to make so when Moss has to tweet it out, he just has to go, I don't know how to tweet this out.
Because apparently he actually send it to Sam.
Oh God. So good luck with that tweet, Moss. But that is my real answer though, because like I said, having a tail that wags when you're excited. It's basically, I know it says huge tail, but still, people have been born with tails before, and that's just boring.
I'm just assuming, so like saying like what Goku had.
Yeah, but then like they would grab your tail, and you'd be like, huh, I'm so weak now.
Yeah, but he learned how to control that later on, so.
At least with balls on my face, if I got punched in the face, I wouldn't bend over. I just like would grab it and be like, ow, my face really, really hurts.
You're just
I'm thinking things through, kinda, not really.
A little bit too much, if you ask me. A little too much.
I'm just a realistic thinker.
Especially when it comes to balls.
Yeah.
All right.
If I could have dodgeballs surgically attached to my face, I could, like, nod my head really fast, and then I would make that, like, boom sound over and over again, and I could annoy people. Moving on, before I make him lose his mind.
It's a little light for that, man. A little light. All right. Excuse me. Only one announcement this week. As you guys probably know, what episode was it? It was probably, I think it was a week before the E3 one.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I said that
it's
I was
the one before or after, one of the two.
It was, I think it was the one before, because we were like, because I remember that particular week, we had like five or six announcements.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I said that I was going to be going to EB Games Expo. That's no longer happening. I'm no longer going because of personal reasons. I don't really want to get into it. But yeah, so basically, I'm no longer going. So yeah, that's about it.
I like how you muted your mic there right when you got done coughing.
it came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I know. You're just like, oh, I'm coughing, better mute my mic. Okay, I'm muted. I'm already done coughing. Yeah. Good timing with your muting skills. Always got to end on a high note.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I think that's pretty much it then, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. This is make sure you follow me and I guess Demon as well.
Yeah, follow my face, my demonic face.
Yeah.
Student 56.
Make sure you follow our Facebook, our Twitter.
You're doing great at this right now.
Yeah, I'm kind of just scrambling. Make sure you check out our YouTube channels. Have you uploaded anything recently?
No, that's because my fucking thing is shit, my editing software. But
yeah, I mean, I kind of did a cop out because my Friday's video was actually an old Twitch archive.
Remember the last episode of the podcast where I said I was gonna upload stuff? Well, it turns out my editing software is shit, so just keep waiting, it might happen.
Yeah. Seriously, you need to get the program I use.
I'll get it eventually, but yeah.
Yeah.
And of course the hashtag grumpy ask junk, that thing that I can't say.
Hashtag ask grumpy G once.
That. I don't know what happened there.
I don't know.
And there's other stuff I don't remember.
The Screwtech site.
Buy my shirts.
No, don't buy shirts. yeah, we also have merch. Actually, with that, we have a couple of designs now, but we kind of want to have one or two more.
Yeah.
There's actually some stuff I actually want to talk to Damon about that, actually.
But he's not gonna do because I don't know.
Well, we're on this, so, I wanted to talk to him about it first.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be coming soon. Like, we haven't really got a rough time for that because I know a few people. I know, Super Luigi is interested as well, apparently.
I know Hydro is.
Yeah, Hydro's been begging us from day one.
Yeah.
Again, number one fanboy. actually, funnily enough, you put a comment on our on the last episode saying number one fanboy hero. I can't remember what he said, but
yeah, I don't remember exactly either. But
yeah, I will look it up. I'm lazy.
Same.
Anyway, with that, I like Chicken Dog.
And I'm damn 6056, and I would wave, but you can't see it, so fuck it. Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Best outro ever.
You're a fucking idiot.